Welcome back to the Never Too Late podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for all the support and feedback I've been receiving lately. I'm so proud to see the podcast and the community growing and growing and hearing how you're all embarking or continuing on your self-improvement journeys. It's exciting to hear that the episodes are helping people, whether it's learning more about themselves or thinking a little bit differently about things, but always thinking about the exploration of self-improvement. And I think that's great to see, and I'm really proud to be a part of that for people. Another solo episode today with this topic, something that I feel like has been on my mind for a little bit lately and has popped up in my life in different circumstances. So I thought, why not jump into it? Today, I wanted to talk about embracing life chapters. And it's been an interesting one for me because I feel like it's been popping up a bit lately, talking to people of different generations and even myself talking to people younger than me. I've started to work with the Maribyrnong Sports Academy, helping out their golf program and talking to some younger kids who are up and coming in the golf and just hearing their dreams and aspirations and what their goals are and what's, I guess, present for them in their life at that moment. But then also talking to people at the golf club or around that are a little bit older than me and able to have reflected on some of the things in their life. It's interesting hearing where they are in their life at that moment, whether it's the young kid or the older person, and sort of thinking about that as like a life chapter. And I guess when we're younger, I think of the example of when we're younger and we're at school and people say, oh, enjoy school while you're there because before you know it, it'll be finished. But when you're in school, the first, all you want to do is finish and get out of school and be, I guess, what you feel like it's going to be free. Or you get a little bit older and you want to travel or go to parties and hang out with friends and you're very present in that. It's all about, I guess, your friendship groups and where you sort of sit in the world. You're trying to discover yourself. And you hear older people say, oh, well, now's a good time to start university or to start planning out what you want to do with your life. And at the time, you can't really conceptualize that. But then the older you get, now I'm 26 years old, and I think about some of the advice I was given when I was 18, 19, 20 and how it was really good advice. But at the time, I needed to almost work it out for myself, and I think a lot of us do. And then the wisdom comes as we get older and older, when we look back on those times and we think, oh wow, yeah, like when I was in school, man, that went quickly, and I really maybe could have enjoyed my time a little bit more. I think personally I loved school and wish I was still there sometimes with my friends, and just experiencing that for what it was at the time. And that's where time sort of passes, and when you look back, you can really see where you sort of were in the world at that point. And that's where I think these life chapters and being really present in your current chapter is so important. And whether it's a good, I guess, chapter or a tougher chapter, you really want to try and embrace it and be present in that. It's no matter what sort of feeling that you've got about that chapter, or I guess if you feel like you're a little bit stuck or you're absolutely flying and doing great with things, you just have to embrace it. You can only ever be in that present chapter that you're in. Reflecting and learning from the past and setting goals or targets for the future are both important. But knowing that you can only ever be in this present moment, and the way to work towards those targets is by focusing on what you can control now, can be very powerful. And I think coming back to that present moment within that, I guess, chapter in your life helps you to become present, and I guess maybe takes the anxiety or the anxious feeling away about thinking about the past or thinking about the future too much. And maybe touching on, if you're going through a tougher time, knowing that it will pass, and when it does, you'll be able to look back on that time and see the growth and how far you've come. If you're going through good or great times, take it all in. Journal, write it down, mind map, just do a voice memo about it. Just embrace those moments that are going well. And then if you've taken note of it, you can go back to that at any point and go, yeah, you know what? when I was going through that good time, I remember what those feelings were, and it can flood back to you and then sort of help you maybe create a positive direction in a time when you're going a little bit maybe not as well. One thing to touch on the tougher times, or those, I guess, tougher chapters, is knowing that your biggest growth often comes from your toughest times. And I think when I reflect on that myself, I think about, as I've mentioned obviously a few times on the podcast, the last sort of 12 months with my golf and how difficult that has been, but starting to slowly come out the other side and see some improvements in my golf and myself as a person. I think about how much I've grown and learned about myself and what works for me and what I need to do to be the best person I can. I think as much as the time was really hard, I feel like it almost had to happen. And often these moments are setting us up for something bigger, or they're trying to teach us something. And I think a great saying that I've heard is that everything is happening for us, not to us. And that's something I always think about, whether I'm going through a good patch or maybe a tougher patch, is wondering, okay, why is this moment happened to me and or for me, and how can I learn from this to grow to make me a better person? Or is this going to affect some decision making down the path, or is this trying to point me in a certain direction, or what's sort of the reason that this is happening? And I feel like it all sort of comes back to controlling the controllables in that moment. And what can we do to embrace that moment as much as we can, and know that everything is happening for us, not to us? I think for me, that's something I find I always come back to when reflecting on both good and tougher times, that everything's happening for us, not to us. This totally shifts my mindset from a negative and almost why me state to more of a this is meant for me and there's a reason why it's happening to me. Then this turns my thoughts around into what can I do to learn from this, and how can I implement these things to continue to improve and grow. And I think the biggest thing for me is this period of golf, where it's been probably one of the toughest chapters of my life, and I've had to think about what I was doing, and everything sort of came to a bit of a halt, and I wasn't sure whether I could get back to playing great golf, and it was so much up in the air. But I almost went through such a big reflection process on myself, and both on the course and off the course, and the people around me, and what I needed to do to get back to being the best Blake I could be, and the best person, and the best golfer. And at the time, that was very, very difficult, and I had to have some very tough conversations. But in the end, the reflection piece was huge, and coming back to the controllables, why is this moment happening to me? How can I learn about myself, and what can I learn from what's happened to then progress and become a better golfer and person? And I think if we can relate that back to maybe a few tougher moments that you guys may have had yourself, you can sort of see that when you look back on it, maybe this was happening for a reason, and it's happening for us, not to us. And what can we do to reshape how we progress forward from that? I think about when I was younger and I played a lot of basketball and footy, and that was what I wanted to do, and golf was a little bit in the background. And at the time, that was everything, basketball and footy, and that was that chapter. And I wasn't to know what was going to come 10 years later. And being a professional golfer in my third year and having this great podcast and meeting so many great people and learning as much as I can, reading, and you just don't know where you're going to be. And I think that, like, you can't shut doors to anything and get too caught up in the highs and the lows. It's trying to stay quite level-headed and really consistent with what you're doing in day-to-day life. And one thing I also wanted to touch on was not wishing away chapters. And I think that's a big thing that a lot of us do or can reflect on, is that, oh wow, like in that moment I thought I really wanted to be where I am now for example, or, gee, I've been out of school now for 10 years and or coming up to 10 years. And I think about when I was in school, I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to sort of get out and see what the world's like out there. And I'll be able to train every day and work on my game and try and improve and chase my goals and dreams of being a professional golfer. And I look at the last 10 years and I go, wow, they've gone quickly. But at the same time, there's been so many incredible things that I've been able to do in that time and the growth I've been able to have in myself. You can't wish away that time. And maybe in 10 or 15 years' time, I'd wish I'll be back here. And then 10 or 15 years after that, you might wish you were back in that spot or vice versa. And it just comes back to that embracing the chapters. And I think throughout your life, your focuses are going to change and what's important to you will differ. But all we can do is control the daily things that make us the person we are and staying true to our values and sort of always learning more about ourselves and how we can improve as people. And I guess and a good segue into that is how we can set up, I guess, our next chapter and use it as a way of growing and learning. And I think this is where maybe goals and aspirations and dreams can come into it, when often people might set short-term, long-term goals, and then how can we work towards these goals and enjoy the journey along that, I guess, chapter towards that goal. I think too often we can get fixed on the end result and not sort of take in the person we become along the way. And I think as we all mature and get older, we get more wisdom, we learn a lot more about ourselves, a lot more about what our values are, what our expectations are, what we want from life, the people we want to hang around with, and all of that comes into shaping you and helping you achieve those end goals. I think one thing Jeremy Howe spoke really well about was in his first year in the AFL system, he spoke about Brad Green in his retirement speech saying that he'd been playing for, I think it was 15 years, and how quickly it had gone, so enjoy every moment. And at the time, Jeremy was in his first year and he's like, I don't know, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just out here playing footy. This is awesome. And now he's in his 13th year and he said it couldn't be more accurate. It's gone so quickly. And it reminded me of another moment when this has sort of popped up in my life recently. I was talking to Sean's younger sister, Pia, and we were talking about she was going to buy some clothes and how awesome that was. And I was saying about saving money and how when you're at that age, you're not really thinking about saving money. You're just thinking about, I guess, some, once you've just finished school, it's thinking about maybe some holidays with friends or hanging out with friends and university. And it's all a bit different after finishing high school and clothes and going out on the weekend. And you're not really thinking about saving money. And we're all in that position at some point. But it's funny how as you mature, those things such as saving money become more important to you. And I think, yes, as you get older, the wisdom will come, but it's also trying to listen to the close people around you that you trust in and the wisdom that or knowledge that they'll share from past experiences, because we've all been in those experiences, we've all been in those times when we're 18, 19, just finishing school, or we're about to turn 30 and think about, I'm about to buy a house or start a family and what that may bring in my life. And I think if we can take it all in from the people around us and the people we trust, that then helps us grow and learn as people. I just think it's fascinating how I'm now 26 years old and I have just started doing the Mojo Ben Crow course. And one of the first, I guess, activities was writing or drawing out my life story. And this is where it sort of popped up for me again, this sort of life chapter thing, and why I wanted to have this chat about embracing the life chapters. And as I was writing out and drawing my life story and the moments that shaped me into me and primary school and high school and the sporting around that and moving house and the Victorian Institute of Sport and a lot of the other things that have gone into me being me, I just thought about how you look back on those times and think about, one, how quickly it's gone, but two, how much I've done in my life, and three, how can we then transfer all this knowledge that we've sort of gained over that time and then use it to help us in future chapters. And I think relating this back to our self-improvement journeys or this never-ending sort of pursuit of improvement and growth. And we're going to have many more chapters within our life, and some are shorter than others, and some are great, and some are tougher, and they'll pass and come through here and there. But they're all there shaping us, almost the tapestry of what makes us individual and what makes us us. And I think it's so unique that we're able to talk about things like embracing our life chapters and like our values and what makes us who we are and who am I, and these sort of questions that pop up. And I think reflection is a massive thing, embracing the moments, each moment as they come, whether they're good or bad, and yes, that can be difficult, but embracing it as much as we can, coming into things with an open learning mind, and then controlling the controllables. In this moment, what can I control and how can I do that to the best of my ability? I hope I've been able to explain a little bit about what I was meaning with embracing the life chapters and knowing that these chapters will come and go, but we can only ever be in this exact chapter that we're in now, and this is the moment that we're meant to be in. Everything is happening for us, not to us, and to just be ourselves, embrace the moments, stick to our values and keep growing and learning as people and controlling everything that we can. I think we're all in this together, and I'd love to hear from people out there about what sort of chapters they've been going through and whether this resonates with them lately about some chapters changing within their life and the growth opportunities that have come from that. But I really feel like it's been a good way to sort of express myself about the chapters in my life and sort of the things that have been popping up lately, and that you all can think a little bit differently about your lives at the moment and I guess what can come from that in the future and the growth opportunities. So yeah, I look forward to seeing you all on the future episodes. I'm going to try get them out every week or two now, a little bit more often. So I'm enjoying getting them done and interviewing some great guests coming up, which I'm really looking forward to. So yeah, thanks so much. And I hope you enjoyed the Embracing Your Life Chapters solo episode. And I'll see you all in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. This is just a reminder that this podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views on this podcast are not medical advice, and opinions of guests are their own. If you have any questions regarding your health, be sure to seek professional medical advice.